Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, how are we going?
Good, how are you?
You know, it's a Friday.
It is.
It's a long weekend.
It is a long weekend, which means, you know, quite a good time to catch up on some telly, actually, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's the best time. And I've actually been reviewing so many good shows, guys. So go back through the back catalogue and look what I've reviewed. But today, we're talking about Mayor of Easttown.
I have heard so much about this, and yet I still don't know what the show is actually about. I just keep hearing people be like, it's fantastic.
You've got to watch
it's
it.
It's so good. I had heard so much about it as well, and I was waiting for it all to come out.
You I like a binge, binge don't you?
Yeah, well, it's just easier to review if I can watch most
That's
of it,
fair.
You know?
Like, true millennial.
Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, there's one episode, let's try review it.
Too hard.
Chaos. So, Mayor of Easttown stars the beautiful, lovely, talented Kate Winslet.
Turning into the Lady Gaga meme there. Fantastic, show-stopping, stunning.
Never done before.
Never done before. Club, now the club. So yeah, Kate Winslet, she's amazing. She plays the titular character, Mayor, who lives in a place called Easttown, which is in Delaware, I believe. So middle America, low socioeconomic community, and she's a detective.
Okay, so already this is busting some myths I'd had in my head that she was somehow the mayor of the town
that
she lived
exactly
in.
Exactly what I thought as well. I was like, when is she going to be? Oh, her name's Mayor. Okay, here we go. And she basically, there is a murder. This is a murder mystery.
Okay.
She's a detective, a murder mystery. It's pretty like rote by numbers in terms of like the plot that gets set up. It's like, she's going to solve a mystery. There's a girl that's been killed. We need to figure out what's going on.
Gotcha.
It also stars Evan Peters as another detective. Detective Zeebel is his name. They say it really fun. And basically, she's dealing with the tragedy of her son passing away a few years before this. She's also raising his child. She has a teenage daughter. She lives with her mother. The community is super tight-knit. Everyone knows everyone's business. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of like, you know, you can't say anything without everyone else knowing about it. There was a missing girl a year before that was the daughter of one of Mayor's high school friends.
Okay.
There's all these enmeshed things. And the case that the girl that went missing a year before, Mayor still hasn't found her. So
It's a sore point, I'm imagining.
A sore point, yeah. She doesn't like her, like, unflappableness to be shaken. And this is like,
gotcha.
This is her chink in her armor kind of thing. And it's amazing. It's a really, really good show. Kate Winslet just, she plays this amazing Delaware accent that I didn't know was an accent, but it's an accent.
Now we do.
And like, it's impossible to believe that Kate Winslet is British, because I watched the behind the scenes and she's like talking about the accent and I was like, this is absolutely crazy. Like bonkers.
The thing I've heard a lot of people say about this show, apart from it's fantastic and you need to watch it, is that Kate Winslet is really good, and it's such a different role than what you're used to seeing Kate Winslet play, because she's often, you know, the leading woman, but it's usually quite a like rom-com role, or she's, you know, tugging at your heartstrings and she's classic Rose on Titanic kind of vibes, or, you know, it sits in that realm. You don't normally see her as like your down and out detective.
Like middle-aged woman who takes no prisoners but is like deeply and emotionally hurt inside, but it's a steely facade, all that stuff.
I love it.
It's so good. It's the mystery itself is super compelling. I do have this kind of thing with these detective shows where I'm kind of like, yeah, okay, like I've seen this before. I think this show has a special place in my heart because it's obviously a leading female character, and I think it dwells on her like personal and internal life a lot, which I think is a lot better for the story. And also the story is told in a way where the community is so tight-knit. It gives me like Sharp Objects kind of vibes.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Just in terms of like everyone knowing everyone's business and there's no escape from the community around you. But it's also really cool because it kind of it kind of plays with this idea that like, because there's lots of people in the show that are like 16, 17 dealing with like childbirth and like, you know, illicit substances of the community and like those interpersonal relationships, and also just like bullying at high school and bullying at primary school and stuff. And it kind of just deals with like kids trying to face adult problems before they're ready.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really cool storyline that kind of plays throughout.
And that's, I think, an interesting thing that, I mean, some good detective shows can get right, but often is, you know, when you get younger characters in a murder mystery, either their involvement's quite like salacious and it feels a bit yuck, or they're just sort of an add-on character. I think it's really interesting to see them as like a central role, which is done in a nuanced and interesting and complicated way. And to have like a great, you know, protagonist like the Kate Winslet character to sort of bounce off. Seems like it anchors the show really well.
Yeah, and she just plays it with such empathy, and it has that like typical familiar relationship where it's like, you wronged me as a parent, so like now this is why I'm this way as a parent, or like I'm not going to give my kids what you gave to me, and
all
that kind of like intergenerational trauma. And it's really nice because the show has like a really like strong love for telling the characters' backstory. So even the characters that we're not meant to like, there's still like a lot of empathy in the way the story is told.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. Like it does deal with some really heavy issues, but none of it ever feels like exploitative.
Yeah, and that is a big difference, I think. I love a good detective show, but sometimes I'm a bit like, I don't need to watch this right now. This just feels a bit like, ugh. Mm. But yeah, if it's done well, it just does a really interesting reflection on the world.
Yeah, and there's this Down syndrome character, I think that like really struck me, and she's a teenager, and there is no point in the show where they kind of diminish her struggle but also make it like her whole thing. She comes in as a fully like a character of motivations, not just I have Down syndrome, which is
often a terrible trope that's used when people with Down syndrome are in television.
Exactly.
Oh, well, this sounds like a really interesting show, and I mean, as I say, I've only heard good things about it. I'd love to know what you guys thought about it at home, those of you who have already binged watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's a must watch. I definitely think it's a must watch this year.
And it's on Netflix, is that right?
Neon.
It's on Neon. Okay, sorry, take it back.
Yeah, it's HBO.
HBO, nice. So text us if you've enjoyed it, or if you didn't enjoy it, 5395, what was your best bit, or why did you not like it? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, and what should I watch next week? Because I don't have anything lined up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a big TV watcher. I'll have a think and
let
you know.
Okay.
Oh, also, the texts should too. I'm just inserting myself into the TV narrative.
You can text in if you want.
Zoe's like, I'm taking this as a personal challenge.
I watch a lot of TV.
Hey, same.
If you have good recs as well, text them in. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, no worries.
Lovely long weekend, and we'll catch you next Friday.
Bye bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
All right, swallow.